Okay, panel, time for some questions for you from the week's news. Mo, for decades, cities have battled one another to host the Olympics. Now there's an even bigger prize out there. The New York Times reported that cities across the U.S. are going to great lengths to woo what to come to town?
It's not going to be political conventions. It's something. It's not World Cup. But no, it's cities in America.
Cities in America are all competing to get one thing.
Oh, Amazon.
Yes, the new Amazon headquarters. Yes. That's right. Amazon has announced they're going to build a second headquarters so Jeff Bezos no longer has to work exclusively from his secret lair under that volcano. A new Amazon HQ could mean 50,000 jobs, $5 billion in investment wherever they end up. Cities are humiliating themselves to seduce them. The city of Frisco, Texas, seriously, has said, we will rebuild our town around your headquarters if you build it here. Cleveland.
How hard is it to move three buildings?
Yeah, you know.
They should go to Brazil.
Why?
Because.
Oh, well, yes. It would make sense.
Whatever. It's where the nuts come from.
Yeah.
Well, no, Amazon.
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 Come on.
Too simple.
Listen to Rand McNally over here.
I think that they're just doing it to humiliate as many cities as they can. It's like, come, Orlando, dance for me.
Orlando's got the mouse. They don't dance they for don't, anybody. Yeah.
I know who's going to get it.
Who?
You know who will put out is Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Maybe it'll be Fort Worth, because they'll be like, if you like Dallas, well, you may also like.
Yeah. Coming up, I've got a bad feeling about this. It's a Star Wars-themed Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.